This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation of the patient named James Von Linen, JAMESVONLIENEN. Date of birth 09/10/1994. Date of appointment June 12, 2024. 29-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who has a history of epilepsy since age of 22 years. He was ALS. He was in ALS hospital on May 28, 2024. He is getting seizure frequently. Last one was yesterday. In the morning, he woke up about 6 a.m. He was about to sneeze. He was flipping, jerking, staying conscious. Then he went to sleep afterwards. No tongue biting with incontinence. It lasts about 5 minutes. Usually seizure lasts about 5 minutes to half an hour. Postictally, he becomes tired and confused, also having zones out. During talking and laughing and crying, he zones out. It can initiate the seizure seen by the neurologist in Michigan. Seen by Jennifer Frioni, JennifrFrioni, nurse practitioner. Seen by Albany Medical Center also, taking Keppra presently 1000 mg 2 times daily. He was on zonisamide 300 mg 2 times daily. He was on Topamax also. EEG and MRI done in Michigan in November 2023. He has a history of migraine since childhood. Presently 1 to 2 per month. It involves the left temporal region, sharp ice peaks like throbbing with nausea, with vomiting, with photophobia, with phonophobia, with dizziness. He was using Botox a couple of years ago. Past medical history, migraine. Epilepsy. ADHD. Past surgical history, hernia repair, ulnar nerve transplant, allergy, known drug allergy, medication, Keppra, 1000 mg 2 times daily, atomoxetine, social histories, he use vapes, rarely drink alcohol, uses marijuana. He is single, lives with the brother, have no children, family history, mother alive, ADHD, trigeminal neuralgia, father alive, possible seizure, one sister with seizure and ADHD. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, and neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having headache, vertigo, confusion, convulsion, memory loss, depression, anxiety, physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen south bowel sound present, hexapal, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination is 10-5-4-5, deep tender reflexes 2-4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 29-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, epilepsy. Number two, migraine. Number three, ADHD. Number four, depression. Number five, anxiety. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to continue the Keppra 1000 milligram 2 times daily, and I would like to add zonisamide 100 milligram PO 2 times daily. I'll try to get the MRI and EEG report from the Michigan. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.